We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is 9:20, coming up on 9:24, and we're talking here today with RCPD Director Dennis Butler, who is retiring. His last day with the police department will be on Monday, and we're taking phone calls this hour. If you want to send some well wishes off to Director Butler, 785-537-1350 is the phone number. And it's hard to believe, you know, I've known about your retirement here for a few months. It's hard to believe it's already here, but we did find out recently that the law board's going to move forward with an interim director, at least here until they find a replacement for you. But I know you've gotten a chance to work closely with that man, Kurt Muldrup, who we all know here in the community, he does a fantastic job. He's been here for a long time. That's a lot of history he brings to the police department.
Yeah, Kurt has been with the RCPD for over 36 years. It might be close to 37 now. And he probably is a little shy and sheepish, but I've coined a phrase that he's the mayor of Manhattan, because you can't go anywhere with Kurt without somebody who knows him coming up and having a conversation with him. It's always a pleasant one as well. I mean, he just knows so many people in the community and at K-State. He's so approachable and friendly and, again, passionate and committed to the work that he does. I think his willingness to accept this interim role really was a good decision by the law board. I don't know of anybody who's ever said anything negative about him to me. And the thing that I admire about Kurt is, you know, he really does live his life as a faithful person. You know, he isn't seeking power. He's not ambitious that way. He's serving in this role because he was asked to and because he's needed. And so I think he's the exact right person to do this. And once the law board announces their selection process, we'll see what happens after that. But the department is definitely in good hands with Kurt Muldrup as the assistant, or excuse me, the interim director.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious to know, what is the relationship like between you and him and some of the other leadership folks there at RCPD that we don't see as publicly as you?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, you had started out the show talking about, you know, all the accolades about me. And, you know, I have my own experiences and I have my own training and education and perspective on things. And when we make big decisions around here, Kurt and I usually talk about it, and often the command staff is part of those discussions as well. And I can say almost without exception that any idea I may have had was always made better by having those discussions with them. And the reason is I've only been here for about 3 years. And so they have a historical perspective and context to things that I don't have just because I haven't been here. And it's important to inject those into the conversation. So while a decision may not be the perfect one, it's often made much better. They've always, all of them have been so supportive, even if they've disagreed or given another suggestion that I thought was better and I was willing to weave into whatever we were doing. They've always been very respectful and professional. They care a lot about this organization. They care a lot about the people that we serve and how the service is carried out. Again, I couldn't have been more fortunate to find a situation like this. I think we've learned a lot from each other. I've always attempted throughout my career, from even before I was ever promoted to sergeant for the first time in 1995, tried to share my knowledge and perspective with others to help them avoid mistakes I've made or give them information they may not have that will help them make better decisions. And I've always been willing to accept that as well. And I think that's made for an outstanding relationship during my tenure.
And we're speaking with Director Dennis Butler from the Riley County Police Department, and we have another caller standing by, so we'll go back to the phone lines now. Good morning. You're on In Focus with Director Butler.
Hey, good morning, Director Butler. It's important that everybody understand the perspective of your impact on the community. You've assigned probably more leadership positions here in Manhattan and Riley County than any other director before. How do you see your impact in the next couple of years affecting this community?
Wow, that's an interesting question. You know, I've always approached what I just talked about a minute ago when it comes to coaching and mentoring in a way to not say this is the only way, but to provide additional perspective to people, not just the command staff, but the officers, to think about other options that might be feasible depending on the situation. I've always felt really strongly that, you know, you've heard these phrases, leaving things better than you found it, you know, and I don't mean it to sound like that because it makes it seem like there was something wrong here. I've always been one of those people that felt like when I was a young officer and didn't know anything and was very immature. I mean, I was at the academy when I was 19 years old. I mean, think about the brain of a 19-year-old. And there were people around me, when they saw me headed the wrong way or not making the best decision, they'd pull me aside and really try to help me. And I never forgot that. And I've been trying to do the same ever since. And at the end of the day, when I share those perspectives and those experiences with those around me, I pretty much leave it up to them to decide what they think is the best option or the best route, because they're the one that has to live with the decision. They're the one that's accountable for it. I'll tell you one time I had, and this doesn't happen very often, and I'll finish my comment with this. I assigned something to a supervisor once, not here. It was in my last job in Ottawa. And he said, well, how much authority do I have to carry this out? Because I'm not a micromanager that way. And he was kind of challenging me, you know, like if I do something you don't like, you know, is that going to be okay? And my response was, well, you can have as much authority as accountability you're willing to accept. And I don't know where that came from, but, you know, he kind of sat back in his chair and he realized, you know, don't be silly with what you're going to do here, because I'm going to trust you. But if you violate that trust or don't come and check with me on something that you think might be an issue, you know, be ready to accept the consequences for that. And that's kind of how I've approached it. And I think you've got a great command staff and just a great department overall from that perspective. They make good decisions here.
All right. Thanks for the call. That sounded like Kevin Bryant. I think that was Kevin that just called in and asked that question. So
I didn't recognize his voice. I wish he had said that.
Yeah. We have another caller? Yeah. No. Okay. We are here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Well, why don't we take our second break here? We'll do that, and then we'll take more phone calls if you got them, 785-537-1350. In Focus continues with Director Butler after these words.